Hi, I'd like to welcome everyone back to From My Mind to Yours. My name is Michael Mapes, and for those of you who don't know, I'm one of the youngest internationally known psychic mediums. You can call in on my show anytime to get a free on-air psychic reading. I can connect with your loved ones, I can do a business-related reading, whatever you need, so feel free to call in and get your own reading at any time during the show. Next week, I'm so excited. I hope you all listen in. We're going to have Elizabeth Owens on the show. She's a psychic medium who's published numerous books. I'm actually reading one of her books right now. It's called The Beginner's Guide to Clairvoyance, and it's absolutely wonderful. So we're going to have her on the show next week. Like I said, she's published several books as well as her own manuals. So I'm really excited to have her on. Like I said, she's a psychic medium, and she was trained as a spiritualist. So I think that she'll have a lot of really unique insight. If you'd like to call in tonight, the number is free. Oh, do we have a caller on the line? Hello?
Yes, I'll just put him through as soon as I beat him in.
Great. Are you there? Caller?
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Good, thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Anne, and I'm calling from Boswell, Indiana.
Boswell, Indiana, cool.
Uh-huh.
Nice to meet you. Did you have a question? Or?
I do. I started a job about 3 weeks ago, and I feel out of place. When does that get better?
Well, I actually think that it's bad for the next couple of weeks, but then I think toward the end of December, beginning of January is when it really gets better, sort of after Christmas.
When do I fit in with everybody else? It's a very large car dealership.
Right. Well, it seems that everybody else, they kind of feel... you know, since you are new, they feel a little bit more established, and they seem to have their friends and sort of their cliques.
Right.
Right, yeah. But, no, I think it gets better at the end of December and the beginning of January is when I think that you start to fit in a little bit better and go with the flow.
But up until then, no.
Yeah, like I said, I think the next two weeks are still pretty rough, but just hang in there because I do think that there's opportunities for advancement here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do I stay a long time?
No, I think that you'll have another job by the summer, but...
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye. All right, and if you'd like to call in any time during the show and get a reading, I'll give you the numbers. It's toll-free in the United States, 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. Or international callers, it's 281-419-7697. So if you're not in the United States, it's 281-419-7697. And like I said, feel free to call in any time during the show. If it's busy, go ahead, hang up and try again because we do have a lot of people trying to get through on the lines. It's awesome how fast BBS Radio is growing. So like I said, just hang up the phone and try again, and I will definitely try to get to everyone. If you need to get a hold of me after the show, it's too busy, or you want to arrange a private reading, go to my website. It's psychicmichael.com. All the information about me is there, information about this show, as well as information about how you can get your own private reading. So like I said, go to my website, or you can email me. My email is michael@psychicmichael.com. If you have any questions about a reading, questions about my ability, or questions about anything we cover on the show, we cover a wide variety of topics here. Tonight I'd like to talk a little bit about psychic development. All right, and sounds like we have another caller on the line.
Thank you.
Caller. Hello?
Hi. Michael.
Hi.
Hi, it's Janine.
Oh, great to talk to you.
I spoke last about 2 months ago, and I want to say I'm glad you're done with the flu.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom's actually going through that now, so.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, but did you have a question tonight, or?
I do. And I would just, I want to know what you think about my daughter's father and I and our relationship.
In terms of it getting better, or?
I'm sorry?
In terms of it getting better?
Well, last we spoke, you had said that I would hear from him. We were going to reconcile around Christmas time, which still hasn't come yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you had said that we were going to talk to each other probably the end of November, and I still haven't heard from him.
Okay, yeah. I actually feel like he's going through quite a lot of things. Now, have you tried contacting him?
Yes, through his mother, and it's not working.
Okay. That's the way I would keep going because I think eventually you are going to hear from him because I do think you're going to hear from him before the end of the year. So.
What about our reconciliation about
Well, no, I mean, I still think there's going to be a reconciliation. Now, not in terms of you getting back together, but just in terms of having open communication and dialogue.
Oh, okay. And you had said that you'd see me move before Christmas, which I did, unfortunately, and didn't want to. What do you see coming for me as far as work in a new place?
Well, now, are you employed now? Because it feels like you're going to be someplace different.
I'm sorry?
You're not employed now?
I am. I just started a new job, yes.
Okay. No, but it feels like you're not going to be at that job for more than 6 or 7 months.
Okay.
Because it feels like...
living circumstance?
Hmm?
My living circumstance. I'm staying with family now, with the kids.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that stays until at least the summer.
Okay.
But after that, I think you do move again.
Good.
And it feels like that's going to be a better situation for you.
Good. That's good. Thanks.
But no, I do, yeah, because I think around the time you move is around the time you get a different job, too.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for that. But it seems like financially that really toward the end of next year is much better for you than this year has been, too.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. So. All right?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, well, thanks so much for listening to the show.
Thanks.
Yep, have a good night.
I'm following you.
You
too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, and that was Janine. If you'd like to call in, get your free on-air psychic reading. The number is 888-268-4313 if you're in the United States, and that number is toll-free, or it's 281-419-7697. Like I said, tonight, in between the callers, we're going to talk about psychic development a little bit. Now, we've talked about how to communicate with spirits on this show in the past, but tonight I really want to focus on clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience. In other words, how can you develop your mind to help you see the future better as opposed to just communicating with spirits? I think both are wonderful gifts and both are wonderful abilities. As I've said before, I believe that anyone can develop their psychic abilities. I believe we're all born with an innate psychic ability. I just think too often we don't foster it at a young enough age or we become too skeptical. So like I said, I do believe that everyone with practical training can enhance their psychic ability. Now that certainly doesn't mean that everybody's going to be a psychic, nor does it mean that everyone would want to be a psychic even if they could. But it does mean that you can tune into your own intuition. And by listening to your own inner voice, you know, your own inner guides and your own intuition, you truly can make your life a lot better. And a lot of people who don't focus on their intuition say that their life feels empty, like something is missing. So that's where focusing on your own intuition and developing your psychic abilities and honing your abilities a little bit really can help you. Like I said, I'm a third generation psychic, but I'm the first one in my family to give readings and to go public with my gift. So I have a lot of ideas about how to develop your own psychic ability. I've actually developed my own three-tier approach to enhancing your psychic ability. I call it the three P's. It stands for prayer, practice, and participation. Prayer, practice, and participation are three aspects that I think everyone needs when developing their psychic ability. And on face, they seem self-explanatory, but there really is a lot more to them. My website explains all of these things as well. It's psychicmichael.com. So if you have to leave the show early and can't hear some of our discussion, or if we have too many callers, just go to the website and read about this course. And I have it's what I used for myself when I really wanted to hone my skills and bring my focus to the next level. And I've also used it on several of my students, and it's very... It's a user-friendly course. It's something you don't have to devote 3 hours every day to. It's something you can do quickly and something you can do easily, and I think that's really important because a lot of people want to listen to their intuition and want to listen to their inner self, but they simply don't have enough time. So that's a reason as to why this course is actually really good, and we're going to get into that, some of that a little later on in the show. The number to call in, if you do have any questions about psychic development or you're a psychic yourself or you're looking for some ways to sharpen your intuition, feel free to call in, or if you just want to get that reading, the number toll-free, it's 888-268-4313 if you're in the United States, or international callers, it's 281 419-7697. Yeah, I've had people call in from all over the world on this show, and I'm exceptionally pleased. And also, if you look at the From My Mind to Yours website on bbsradio.com, you'll see that if you send us any feedback, we do put it on our site. Don's really good about getting that updated. So you can mail feedback to me, or you can mail feedback to BBS Radio. It'll get back to me. And that goes right up on the site. So if you want to voice your opinions about this show or, you know, any of the shows on BBS Radio, go ahead and send us some feedback, because we're always looking for ways to make our show better, to make our show connect with our listeners a little bit more. So, you know, so go ahead and send us in some of your thoughts, especially a lot of people who've been sending us feedback have listened to two or three shows, or have caught one show and went back and listened to the archive. So we kind of have a mix of people. So I'm really interested in what you'll have to say. I'm going to talk a little bit about prayer, practice, and participation. Let's just break it down a little bit. Prayer is obviously the first part, and I lump meditation and prayer together in the program. Now, the reason why prayer is so important and meditation is so important is because it's a way of leaving all the negativity of the day behind, of focusing your mind, and of really allowing you to get into sort of that alpha state where psychic energy can flow from. Because you really need to be you need to be focused when you're attempting to give a psychic prediction or when you're attempting to communicate with the spirit world. So this is why prayer and meditation is so important. Now, prayer and meditation are definitely separate things. However, I think they go hand in hand. I don't always have time to meditate every day, but I always have time to pray. It can take, you know, a prayer can take 5 seconds or it can take 30 minutes. It's all what you want to put into it. Now, some people say that they don't, you know, it's best to determine a particular time of day to pray, always at the same time, so that your mind gets used to having that appointment with prayer, you know, so your mind gets focused at a certain time of a day. And this is really a way that's key to begin training your mind. The time I always pray is right when I go to bed, right when I wake up, and also during the day in between my classes, because it really helps me cope with the stress of the day, which is another reason why prayer is absolutely so important. To pray, all you really need to, there's no certain method for it. I just close my eyes and say it in my head. You can speak aloud if you're on your way to work or in your car, but I wouldn't recommend closing your eyes then. On my website, psychicmichael.com, like I said, there's a monthly prayer section, and I don't always get it updated, but I do my best. And there are a couple of prayers listed there. One of my favorites is the prayer that I wrote for my sister. She complained that she didn't have enough time to pray, and this is a common complaint with people who are first starting to develop their psychic ability. They say that they simply don't have the time. So I wrote her a prayer, and it's listed on my website. It's only it's about a paragraph long. It's something you can easily memorize or adapt to suit your own needs. And it's something for people who are definitely in a hurry. I know my sister uses it, and I've even been known to use it from time to time. Prayer can really help us cope with negative situations. And I know a lot of times during the day, I'll find myself getting too stressed out. I'll find myself in a negative situation, and I just need to step back, have that moment of clarity, to really move on and to deal with the situation in the most effective way, you know, to avoid getting angry about a situation, to avoid getting too stressed out. So that's really where prayer can fit into the equation. I also have a prayer that's designed to help you get rid of stress. I'll list it on my website. It's called A Prayer for Inner Wisdom and Guidance, and this is really what I recommend that people use when they're first beginning to develop their psychic ability. It's easy enough to memorize, or, you know, print it off my website, or write it down on a piece of paper and just have it with you and say it at a particular time of the day. And, ask God or however you worship spirit to bring visions, bring psychic messages to you. Now, always ask the... All right, and it sounds like we have a caller on the line. Hello?
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I had a question as to when I would meet my mate.
Okay, what did you say your name was again, Giselle?
Michelle,
okay, sorry. And where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Okay, great. I actually think that you're going to meet them in around 7 months, so in July.
Them?
Well,
or him,
your mate,
July.
Yes.
Do I have to go anywhere special?
No, I think you just meet him out on an errand doing some shopping.
Ah, very cool then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good night. Bye. All right. And if you have a question about relationships, as Michelle just did, or you want to connect with a loved one, you know, financial questions, investment questions, go ahead and give me a call tonight. The number is 888-268-4313. That's toll-free in the United States, 888-268-4313. Or international callers, give us a call. It's 281-419-7697. Call in at any time during the show. We still have quite a bit of time left. Only about 20 minutes of the show have passed, and we're an hour long here. So feel free to call in at any time. Or if you've had a psychic experience you'd like to share, or a question about any of the topics we cover on the show here. We cover everything from spirit communication to spirit guides to angels, you know, to psychic games, to missing persons, to psychic development, which is what we're talking about tonight. So feel free to call in at any time during the show if you'd like to chat with me. Another important part of prayer is meditation. Meditation doesn't have to take a long time, and actually starting out, I recommend that you start shorter and work your way up so that you don't get bored. And I really don't ever recommend over 30, 45 minutes of meditation because that's really all you need to start focusing your mind. I'm lucky if I can get in a 5, 10-minute quickie meditation before a reading. So I understand that your schedules are busy. My schedule is insane, going to school full-time and being a full-time psychic. So, but meditation really is important. It's the same thing with prayer. Try to do it at the same time every day. And Elizabeth Owens will be on our show next week. I'm reading her book. Has some great tips on meditation. And so definitely tune in next week because we'll be listening to her and getting some advice from a hands-on psychic medium, which is very interesting. You can buy a guided meditation tape or CD, or you can make one yourself with a tape recorder. Or simply train your mind to remember certain steps. A lot of people find that a tape is better at the beginning because that prevents their minds from wandering. And I know when I first started meditating, I had a wonderful guided meditation CD. I loved it so much, and I still will occasionally use it today, although I mostly have the meditations I do memorize now. But there are a lot of guided meditation CDs out there on the market, so just make sure that you find one that you're comfortable with or get a recommendation from a friend. I mean, you can buy them online. You can buy them in a bookstore. So just sort of look around. And after you've sort of begun your process of prayer and your daily meditation, it's really time to begin to practice being a psychic, which is the second part of my program to develop your psychic ability, prayer, practice, and participation. Practice is definitely, by far, no question, the most important of all of the steps. If you do not practice using your psychic ability, it will not develop. It will not grow. It'll be stifled. And this is why so many people lose their psychic ability after a young age, because they simply don't use it. And this is true for anything. You won't get better at playing the piano if you don't practice. You won't become a better dancer, a better singer, a better cook. Nothing, can happen without practice. And psychic ability isn't different. Now, even though I was born with a proclivity towards psychic ability and I do have a gift, it's definitely become enhanced the more I practiced and the more I learned to develop it. And I practice my psychic ability every day through giving readings, through doing radio shows, seminars, personal appearances, etc. But before I did all that, I had to find unique and creative ways to practice, and that's what I'm going to encourage everyone out there who maybe doesn't want to do readings full-time but just wants to sharpen their intuition to do. One of the things I used to do when I first started coming out with my psychic ability and really made a commitment to further develop my skills was practice on friends, family members, anyone who would give me the time of day. And this is really handy. And I would just tell them, I have this gift. I'm working on making it better. I might not always be right. Excuse me. But I'll definitely do the best that I can. And a lot of people are very willing and aren't harsh critics if they understand and know that you are starting out. So, like I said, practice on anything that you can. I used to go to parties and just pick random people who didn't seem to be busy or who were just standing by the wall and offer to give them psychic readings. And that's whenever I got used to flooring people sort of with my information. And so it was really exciting. And, that's something anyone can do. When go up to a party and you know, try to make a psychic prediction about someone. You know, start with health and say, well, didn't you have, or don't heart problems run in your family or whatever? A first impression that you're getting, and if they say no, all you have to do is say, oh, I thought someone told me that. And if they say yes, then you know your psychic ability is progressing and your psychic ability is becoming enhanced, and you can really start to listen to it. When you're practicing, there's a couple of really important tips. The first is to not get too hung up if you get it wrong. Even the best psychics in the world, the best psychic mediums in the world, who've been tested under laboratory conditions, you know, who are famous, who have books about them, who may or may not have done a TV show, who do radio shows, et cetera, are only about 75% accurate. So even the best out there make mistakes. So it's really important to understand that we're just human, like everyone else, and our sixth sense can fail us at times and is not 100% accurate. You know, the only person who is 100% accurate, obviously, is God or Spirit or, you know, whatever name you call divinity. So don't get too hung up. If you're wrong, you know, just remember that we all make mistakes, and especially when you're learning how to hone and develop your ability. And, you know, I like to think of being a psychic as a lifelong learning process. So every time I'm wrong or every time I make a mistake, I try to learn from it. And that's especially important when you're first beginning to develop your psychic ability. So really be willing to learn from your mistakes. I also recommend that people keep a journal to really record each of their different experiences. That way you can remember certain feelings, certain impressions you had, what it feels like to get a vision, what it feels like to see spirits, what it feels like to receive messages, etc. So really, part of practicing is remembering and recording everything that you go through, which is another reason as to why, you know, the more you practice, the more experiences you'll have, the more you'll have to write down in that journal. I also recommend people keep dreams in that journal, anything that they think can help them work out in their own minds how to be more psychic. And often becoming psychic is more of a process of remembering how to listen to that inner voice, you know, our inner wisdom that we've been taught for so long to ignore, that so many people have told us isn't valuable. So really, practice is very important. Another important thing to remember when you're practicing is always trust your first impression. This is why, you know, I'm sure a lot of you have gotten a feeling about someone and it was, you know, very negative, and you went on to get to know them and you became friends, only to realize 3 months later that you should have trusted your first impression, that they weren't honest or that they were a negative person. You know, this is a form of psychic ability, and I, as psychic, always trust my first impression. That's why a lot of you will note that the answers come very quickly, because I don't want to taint it with my own thoughts. I want the first thought to be the one that comes through in any reading, and this is especially important for younger psychics to remember, or people who are just beginning to hone and develop their own psychic ability, is always trust your first impression. And you shouldn't really, you know, the more you rationalize it, the more you think about it, the less accurate, on average, your information will be. And on my website, if you go to the online forum section, there's a section there you can post on psychic development. If you have any questions for me, go ahead and post on that forum. I do check it regularly. And so I will, if you have a specific question that you need help with or a specific situation, just post it on that board, and I will have a response. And there's a lot of members to the board who might have their own unique insight, and that's kind of why I made it, so that we can sort of have a community of people all sharing their experiences, their knowledge, and their wisdom. And if you have a private situation or a situation maybe you don't want to post to a public forum, you can email me, and my email is michael@psychicmichael.com, or you can call my offices directly. You can also use this number if you need to arrange a reading with me. The number is 712-540-5450, and that number is also on my website, psychicmichael.com. So there's a chat room on my website. I haven't mentioned this, and people do go in there on and off to have questions answered about their psychic ability, and I get on there as much as I can. My schedule, I'm not getting on there as much as I would like today, which is why email might be a better option. But it's definitely there for any of you who are looking for a community of like-minded people, or looking for a community of people who are also willing to develop their psychic abilities. Another way to practice, and this is something I like to do with my younger brother, Ethan, who's 6 years old and also a psychic, and many of you, I don't know who heard the show with my sister on, may remember, we did talk a lot about Ethan, and one thing he's particularly good at is finding lost objects. And finding lost objects is perhaps one of the most useful areas of becoming a psychic, because it can be employed in so many different ways, not only in finding objects around the house, but also in psychic archaeology, you know, finding archaeological dig sites psychically, and also in helping locate missing persons. And there are a lot of families out there who have been helped through psychics. But I strayed off point a little bit. Me and my family play psychic games with Ethan as a way of helping him develop his psychic ability and as a way of preventing his gift from becoming stifled, as so many of our gifts do when we are younger. One of these things is that you can have a friend or a family member hide an object, a coin, a shoe, a cell phone, a TV remote, somewhere around the house. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath, you know, count from 10 back to 1 and relax your mind. Make sure to exhale loudly through your mouth when you're breathing, because that'll really relax your body much more quickly. And then have your friend ask you where they hid the object. The first thing that comes to your mind. Now, even if you don't get the location exactly, if you get close, that's good. And if you get further away, then you know that you need more work. This is an exercise that you can repeat over and over and over and over. And I guarantee over time that you will get more accurate with this ability. Another thing that's important to remember when you practice is to speak aloud every image that comes to your mind. What doesn't have significance to you might have amazing significance for someone else. A lot of times in my reading, a bizarre image will come through to me, you know, and I might think it's just a metaphor or a symbol, but I'll voice it aloud, and the client will say, oh, yes, I recognize that symbol, or, you know, and it has a more literal interpretation. So that's why it's really important to talk through. And all right, and it sounds like we have a caller on the line. Hello?
Michael?
Yeah, hello. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Hey, I have a question.
Okay, what's your name?
Susan.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, okay, great.
My question is, actually I've got two.
Okay, great, go ahead.
What do you see for me for a career in the future? Presently I'm unemployed.
Okay. I'll answer that question first and then we'll go on to your second question. Okay.
Sure.
A couple of different areas. A little more down the road, I see you doing some writing and publishing.
Okay.
But shorter on, I see more human resources for you.
Okay.
Because it feels like you're going to be working for a bigger company, and you're really going to be in charge of sort of coordinating some smaller projects, coordinating some other individuals, and doing working a lot with their hiring.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's sort of what I would look into for you.
And my second question is, I actually have a lost item.
Okay.
And it's my wedding ring. And I'm going berserk because I cannot find it.
Okay, and you can't find it around the house? I mean, I'm sure you've looked everywhere.
I've looked everywhere.
Yeah, I think it's gone.
You know what? I think you're right.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you that, but it feels like it just slipped off and it's gone.
It's gone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
It just feels like you've torn up the whole house, I mean.
Oh, yeah, I've looked.
Yeah, like I can't say under a couch cushion because you've looked there, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But I am sorry to tell you that.
That's okay. I figured it wouldn't hurt to ask, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, thanks so much for listening.
Sure, well, thank you.
Yep. All right, Bye. You have a good night.
Bye.
All right, and we have about half an hour left. So really, if you want to call in, now's the time to do it. I've had callers from all over tonight. It's great. The number toll-free in the United States to call in and get your free on-air psychic reading is 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. If you're an international caller and we're outside the United States, Canada, Mexico, Australia, you know, anywhere else, it's 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. like I said, if the line is busy because people do try to get through, go ahead, hang up, and try calling us back, and we'll definitely try to get to your call tonight. Or if we don't get to you tonight, like I said, email me or go to my website or listen in next week. We're having Elizabeth Owens on, and we're on every Thursday from 8 to 9 Central Time, and we love having you with us. I know I'm talking to some of the other show hosts, and we're so appreciative of BBS Radio and how quickly it's growing. So like I was saying, when you're practicing your psychic ability, when you're practicing giving readings to someone, make sure to really talk through all of the information that you're receiving and all of the information that you're getting, because a lot of times it's the smaller things in the reading, the things that may not seem to be so dynamic to the psychic or the medium, that will actually have the most pressing impact on another person or on the person that you're giving a reading to. So never discount anything, you know, any information that comes to you as being too weird or too irrational. And, you know, even if it is weird and irrational, sometimes you're going to be reading weird and irrational people. So never judge the information that is given to you. I also think it's important to ask that the information that you provided is always for the highest good, and always ask that no negative energy comes into your field when you're giving a reading. Try to really remain pure and try to give your readings for the highest good, so that you can help your client or your friend or your family or, you know, even yourself, because listening to your own intuition really can give you a more balanced outlook on life. And that's, I think, why a lot of people today feel that there's something missing in their life, because they aren't in tune with their own inner guides, because they don't know how to listen to their own inner voice. And if you have any psychic experiences that you'd like to share with our listeners, I'm sure they'd be pleased, and feel free to call in and share those with us, because some of us, because it's so great to hear, you know, maybe people who don't consider themselves psychic but still have had amazing psychic experiences, or have an experience where they were able to save a friend or family member's life, or provide warning about something that's happening in theirs or another person's life, which, like I said, and the number to call in is 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313, toll-free in the United States. The last part of my psychic development program is called participation, and this is something that some of you will already be doing and other people will do after the prayer and practice part of the program. Being a psychic isn't, for me, just something that I can necessarily turn off and on all the time, although I can certainly dull it and enhance it. But it's definitely a way of life. And I think listening to your own intuition is also a way of life. Listening to your guides is a way of life, and it will take some adjustment. So participation is designed to help you move, to help you make the changes in your life needed to listen to your own intuition. And it's also designed to help you adapt to those changes, adapt once you've made those changes in your life. Now, there's a variety of communities in which we need to participate. The first is our general community. And quite simply, the community of people around us. It's our friends, it's our family, it's the people around us geographically where we live. And I think it's important, when learning to listen to your own intuition, to really give back to the community, to do volunteer work, to service. Now, I do service in a variety of ways. Missing Person Project is something that we've talked about on this show that I do completely free of my time. I'm also very active in Relay for Life, which, for those of you who don't know, is an organization that has a bunch of regional chapters, and they do a relay. And what it does is it raises money for cancer patients, and not just for patients, but also for research and, you know, prevention and promotion of new drugs, et cetera. And I think it's a great organization. I think everybody should be involved in it, but, you know, we all have our causes. Those are a couple of the ways that I give back using my psychic ability. Now, being involved in your general community doesn't just mean giving back in a psychic way, or giving back in a way that allows you to use your intuition. I mean, it's volunteering your help in any way that you can, not at the expense of forgetting yourself, but, you know, it is really important to help others. And I think the more you help others, it just puts you in touch with such neat people and really helps you expand your consciousness and expand your energy in a loving and useful way, which is a reason as to why I recommend volunteer work to every one of my students and to all of my listeners tonight who want to sharpen and hone their own intuition. Like I said, it's not just giving back in a psychic way. You know, it's giving your clothes to Goodwill instead of throwing them away. It's volunteering at food drives, especially with Christmas coming up. And, you know, there are a lot of great organizations that donate gifts to children over the holidays. So really use your fortune in any way that you can to help others. And I think this also helps us all appreciate how privileged we all are. So really giving back to the general community is incredibly important, and I think you'll be surprised at how such a mundane act. Okay, it sounds like we have a caller on the line.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Can I get your name?
Kendra.
Kendra?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and where were you calling from?
Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, great, Chicago. Did you have a question, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do you see me at in 5 years, like either career-wise or like in a romantic situation, anything like that?
In career, in romantic situations? Well, I actually, in terms of career, it feels like you're in more of a business-type setting, but it seems that you relocate more over toward the West Coast in 5 years.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I'm going to be going into animation. They said I'd probably end up in, like, California or something.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense, because I'm definitely just getting West Coast, so... But that seems like that's a much better area for you anyways, professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And it also feels, I mean, just by then that you're going to need a change anyway, so.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, that's where I see you at professionally. And then in terms of romantically, in 5 years I think you're in a stable long-term relationship.
When do you think, that's going to happen,
Well, not for a little bit of time, because it feels like there's 2.5 years where there's not really anything as stable as you'd like.
Yeah.
So.
And is it anyone that I know now, or is
no.
it, will it be someone new?
No, you don't know them now.
Okay.
So. But, I mean, that's okay, because a lot of people around you now, I don't think you necessarily want to be in that long-term relationship with them anyways.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night. All right, and we have about 10 minutes left, 10, 15 minutes, so if you'd like to call and get your reading, the number toll-free in the United States is 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. Or if you're an international caller, it's 281-419-7697. Like I said, if the line is busy, go ahead, hang up, count 5, and recall, because a lot of people are trying to get through, or might be trying to contact someone else at DBS Radio, or, just a lot of different circumstances. So don't get discouraged if you don't get through on the first time that you call. Another community that it is important for us to participate in, and this might sound a little odd because I'm not sure if you're used to thinking of it as a community, but another community it's important for us to participate in, another thing it's important for us to participate in, is ourselves. When I took a semester off of school and really started focusing on my psychic abilities and honing them, it was because I'd really went through sort of a psychic void period where my psychic skills weren't up to par and weren't up to as high a level as I was used to them being. So I really took a semester off to figure out basically what the heck was going on with my psychic gift. And what I realized is that the rest of my life was out of balance. I wasn't eating well. I wasn't exercising. I had a lot of negative people around me and a lot of stresses and was just making a lot of really negative things about my life. And one of the things that I was able to realize, mostly through my guide, Maureen, is that you can't be an effective psychic while the rest of your life is spiraling out of control, while the rest of your life isn't balanced. Now, I understand that balance means different things for different people, but for me, I really needed to separate myself from those negative people, from those negative situations, and really reteach myself how to make positive choices and allow positive people to come into my life and to be around me. And it's important to look at how you're enabling negativity to come into your life instead of just blaming the situation. And that was really something that I worked on. So it's important not to neglect yourself. And I think it's incredibly hard to listen to your intuition if you have negative people around you or you're in negative situations, because there's simply so much extraneous negative energy around you that it just makes it hard to focus on yourself. Now, making sure that you're healthy and focusing on yourself isn't the same thing as being selfish and neglecting other people, obviously. But it does mean, you know, that you really can't be effective for others and you really can't be effective in your gift if you're not taking an active role in preserving your health and in making good choices about your life, you know, sleeping enough, eating the right foods, etc. And so, you know, maybe everyone doesn't need a six-month break period like I did, but it did really help me understand what was going on. And one thing I did a lot was write in my journal. I recorded every experience that I had. And I think that why the lesson of balance hit me so strongly was because, like I said, all my life I have been a psychic. I am used to seeing spirits. I'm used to having psychic messages, and I'm used to being accurate. So when I went through a period, when I went through a few month-long period, actually, when my psychic abilities weren't where they once were, it caused me a little bit of panic, and it definitely caused me to reevaluate what I was doing, both in terms of my psychic life and in terms of my more mundane life. So, like I said, most of you won't need a six-month period like I did, but because it was such an important part of my life, I really decided to take the time off and figure out what was going on. And also, having my psychic abilities on the fritz a little bit really taught me that everyone is human and, you know, that our gifts shouldn't be neglected. My gift is psychic ability. Your gift might be singing or painting or dancing or drawing, you know, or being an academic or writing, you know, writing song lyrics or poetry. So don't neglect your gifts no matter what they are, and realize that with practice, your gifts can become much better. So like I said, it is incredibly important to participate in yourself and take an active role in making sure that you're healthy. And when the rest of your life is in balance, your psychic life will be much more in balance as well. And I guarantee that's true. And now a lot of clients, not just myself, will come to me and say that they're having trouble developing their psychic ability. And we'll sort of start going through the reading, and then we'll realize that they're in, you know, an emotionally abusive relationship, that they hate their work situation, and that, you know, their finances aren't where they want to be, and they have low self-esteem. So being a psychic, it's not just about receiving and interpreting messages. It's about sort of overcoming a lot of past issues and making sure that you're in a positive environment. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't get any psychic messages if you're in a negative environment, but it just means that your psychic messages will occur with more accuracy and increased frequency if your situation around you is positive and positive energy is coming your way. And positive energy attracts more positive energy, et cetera, which is a reason why it's very important to have a controlled and stable life outside of anything you're doing psychically or mediumistically. Another community that it's important to participate in, and we've definitely hinted on this before because it's what prayer practice and participation is all about, it's important to participate in your psychic life. Like I said, practice, 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 but don't give up once you reach the level that you want. It's important to continually use your psychic ability as well as to continually practice and hone your gift. And I'm so interested in how people progress that, like I said on my website, there's the forum. So go ahead and go there and, you know, post any stories that you might have. Participating in your psychic life means continuing to pray even after you begin to develop psychically or mediumistically. It means beginning to meditate every day at that time you set up and remembering to record your dreams, your visions, and anything that you've heard clairaudiently, anything you felt clairsentiently in your journal. And really not allowing yourself to slack and pull back, because otherwise you're just going to slide further and further back until you're back where you started at, and you can no longer listen to your intuition. or your own voice anymore. So really, really participating actively is important. Another way that I find is useful to participate is by getting feedback. I want to know when I'm right, and I want to know when I'm wrong. Like I said, everyone makes mistakes, and you can't let it get you down, but you can learn from it. And so a way that I participate is through the letters that my clients send me, through the letters that I receive from the show, the feedback that's posted on the From My Mind to Yours website, and that really helps me remind me why it is that I'm doing this work. And it also helps remind me that my gift is helping people. So encourage anyone that you read for to give you feedback. And in fact, the first radio show I ever went on, I got a little terrified because the radio host said quite bluntly that everyone had better give me feedback, which was a little scary at, you know, 20 years old. You want to do the best job that you can, but it really taught me an important lesson, and that's never be scared of feedback, never be scared to hear what your information means or what your information doesn't mean. And it's satisfying to receive validation of a psychic prediction that you've made several days, weeks, or, you know, sometimes even months or years after you made the prediction. So don't fear feedback. Welcome it, because you know, I believe everything happens for a reason, and perhaps that feedback has been sent to you so that you can learn a particular lesson, or so that you can gain a particular insight onto a situation. And, you know, by realizing that you're not God, by recognizing that you will make mistakes, is another way to actively participate in your psychic life. Another way that you can participate in your psychic life, although this isn't mandated, is by meeting and talking with other psychics that you are comfortable with. Now, there are a lot of frauds out there, and we've done a show in the past on psychic fraud. It's one of the things that makes me incredibly angry, and I am dedicated to stopping it. Most of you know there's a fairly comprehensive section on my website that's dedicated to exposing psychic fraud. Now, it's not a blacklist. There aren't specific people listed or whatever, but there are signs to look for, and there's an archive on this show, which we actually discussed psychic fraud, and I answered some of the caller's questions about psychic fraud and so on. So, like I said, avoiding psychic fraud, avoiding the signs of psychic fraud is definitely a way to participate. But as I was saying, talking and working with other psychics and other mediums and allowing yourself to be open to their messages and allowing yourself to learn is really a way to participate. Now, you might find a useful psychic who isn't a fraud that you just aren't comfortable with. Well, then that's not a person that you need to participate with or that you need to relate to. Just keep an open mind, look around, get a reference from a friend, and don't stop until you find someone that you're really comfortable with. In my readings, I have a four-prong approach, the psychic approach, in which I make predictions about people's lives, the mediumship approach, in which I help connect people with any guides or spirits that might be around them, the guide theme, in which I connect them with their spirit guides, and the spiritual development theme. And some people are only interested in their own spiritual development, my reading. So I'll move much less away from being a medium, much less away from being a psychic, and really tune my ability into how they specifically in their lives can hone and can perfect their own psychic ability. So find a psychic that you're comfortable with. And a lot of times people will email me questions, I'll email them back, you know, no charge. Or whatever, but just make sure that you find someone, a mentor, a teacher. You know, I've had a lot of mentors and teachers, and I've learned something unique from every one of them. And, you know, we all have a teacher that comes with every one of us, and that's our spirit guide, something we talked about on the last show. You know, there are two types of spirit guides, temporary, which come to teach us a particular lesson and will stay until we've learned it, and our permanent spirit guide, the one that's with us from birth until death, and with us when we cross over to the other side. So you can definitely participate in your psychic life by talking and knowing your guides, and there are a lot of ways to communicate and to contact your guide, and we discussed some of those last show. And, you know, the best way is just make yourself open, which is the last way that I'm going to recommend that you participate in your psychic life tonight, is by simply allowing yourself to remain open. You know, every night before you go to bed or every morning when you wake up, simply say, God, allow me to be open to any messages that need delivering this day. It's important to remember that a psychic and a medium is merely the channel through which information comes. This is hard for children psychics to understand because their gift does make them unique, and a lot of them feel like all of the power, all the ability is coming from them as opposed to through them. But I guarantee you, thinking of yourself as a channel is key to developing and honing your psychic ability. Once you accept that the information flows through you, it comes so much quicker because you don't have time to process it with your thoughts, or you don't have time to rationalize it because the message simply comes from heaven through you and is immediately told to the client. So it's important to remember that you are simply the channel, in short, the medium that helps the other side and the person that you're reading for connect. If you have questions on anything we've talked about tonight, I'll give you my contact information one more time, and we're almost out of time. So onto our contact information. My website, www.psychicmichael.com. All the information about me is information about the show, and also my contact information was there. You can email me. It's michael@psychicmichael.com. It's michael@psychicmichael.com, and I check my email. I check it often, but I do individually respond to every email. Now, I do have a lot of email, so do give me time to respond, but I will personally respond to every email. I don't auto-reply or anything like that. Or you can contact my offices directly. It's 712-540-5450. I thank you all so much for listening in tonight, and have a great night. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.